This project is centered on the 13-line ground squirrel. Ground squirrels have excellent day vision and therefore are an increasingly valuable animal model of human vision. There are many ways to test how well vision is working in animals, but most require anesthesia. In contrast, a freely moving animal's vision is easily tested in an optomotor reflex device. This device is a box with moving black and white stripes on its four walls, and a raised platform on which the animal sits or stands, plus a ceiling camera. The ceiling camera records reflexive movements of the animal's head as it tracks the moving stripes. Thinner, faster moving stripes are like the smaller letters on an eye chart for humans. The only requirement is that the animal voluntarily remains on the raised platform. The optomotor device is routinely used to test vision in rats and mice, but has never been attempted with squirrels. My project tested the hypothesis that positive reward conditioning can ensure that a squirrel would remain on the device platform. I built a replica optomotor device and used food rewards to train 4 male and 4 female juvenile squirrels to remain on the replica's platform. One male was consistently engaged in the platform task and progressed steadily with longer time on the platform. One female also progressed but refused to participate in about every other trial. Thus, only 1 of 4 of each sex showed improvement in the platform task. I conclude that individual variation will play a large role in how well juvenile ground squirrels will perform during vision testing in the optomotor reflex device. In a follow-up study, I am testing the same 8 animals after their first winter's hibernation, as they are now mature adults. Adult squirrels are much calmer than juveniles, so age as well as prior experience in the device may provide better results.